some love is.
Let's get it on. Here we go. Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
It's a very full Miles, about ready to explode.
Oh, I need to be burped like a baby right now. Oh, my God.
There's an episode of WKRP. That was very nice. Where Les Nessman has a weird dream about Mr. Carlson being the Muffin Man. I have a feeling that you are in similar circumstances there.
Yeah. Let's get it on.
So, I know you're chomping at the bit here with the story, so I'll just...
I'll just let
you go with it.
Yeah.
Your good friend and naked parader.
Yeah.
Desiree.
Yeah.
Something's gone on there or what? Yeah. You teased it last week, so...
Yeah, I teased it. Actually, I have a mini story, then I have the real story.
Did she get an Abe Lincoln recently? Is that the thing here?
She got a facial, yeah.
That seems to be the new thing is Abe Lincoln.
I think Smidge is obsessed with getting an Abe Lincoln.
Getting or giving, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not both, probably knowing him. I don't know.
He wants a mutual Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, like a circle jerk or something. I don't know. The guy's always talking about getting an Abe Lincoln or something.
He's going to get a band together, and they'll be called the Abe Lincolns. And that's
the Abe Lincolns, yeah. Right.
They'll do that before the show, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what we're talking about. Listen to a Honest Archer, I think, was where it first came up. But that's a few weeks ago. So what's up with Desiree? What's my cutie, my little angel, Desiree, have some problems here? Virgin Desiree?
No, the mini story was my wife wanted to borrow some items from Desiree.
What kind of items? Like what?
And just stuff. You know?
Any kind of powered devices? Or what?
Something that need batteries.
Does she go for the electric version or the gas powered?
So my wife's like, "Hey, can I ask you a favor?"
Yeah.
And Desiree's like, "Let me guess, you and Miles want to have a three-way with me, don't you?"
I didn't hear a reaction to that one.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. And my wife's like, "No, that's." So like anytime
she's fine with just getting together with Desiree. She doesn't need you in the mix.
Yeah, right.
You're the game spoiler right there.
Yeah, I know. I'm like my own cock blocker basically.
That's right.
I'm like, oh jeez.
Right.
So my wife's like, no, thank you. You know, no. Yeah, she was just joking, of course, but you know.
Yeah.
But now, like, anytime I say something, like, you know, my wife will like bring it up. I'm like, "Hey, honey, can I ask you a question?" She's like, "For the 10th time, no, we're not doing that." I'm like, "No, I'm not even going to ask you that."
I just want to know if you want Chinese tonight.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you wanted Chinese tonight. Did you want egg rolls or, you know, crab rangoon? Jeez.
Is this spring rolls?
Oh, my God. You know,
I got them springing out of my pants right now.
It wasn't even my joke. That's the funny part, you know. It's like somehow attributed to my joke, you know. I don't know. You know, just because she brought it up, suddenly I'm guilty.
It's like
I psychically willed her to say this, you know. I'm like, when you talk to my wife next time, I want you to ask her a question.
There you go.
Because I need a really good story. So, whether it's a yes or a no, it's going to be on the show.
It's going to be good either way.
Yeah. If it's a yes, it's really going to be a two-parter show. If it's no, they won't be quite as funny. So that's the mini story tonight. The longer story is...
It may be funny. You never know.
Well, it could be funny.
Somebody will be laughing. I get a feeling.
Like, wow, Miles, that was the best 3 seconds of my life. Thanks. You know, I'll be like, hey, it happens, all right?
Yeah.
It freaking happens, all right? Jeez.
Just let me sit here and gather my thoughts.
If you give me another day to kind of recharge, we'll just try it again. Not as young as I used to be.
I'll catch you in the morning, ladies.
Yeah, in the morning. I'll be ready. Let me drink some orange juice.
Yeah.
Well, you two, you know, do whatever you're going to do.
That's right. I got to go watch some TV.
Yeah, I'm going to watch some Judge Judy or something. So... Anyway, so the bigger story is, so Desiree calls up the other night, and she's all in a fluff. You know, talking to my wife, Daisy. And as you may know, as you might recall, Desiree has dated.
Dated? Is that the word they're using these days?
Don't escorts call that a date, I guess.
I guess.
She has dated.
How many roses is it worth, is what I...
Yeah, well, she's handed out quite a few roses. Yeah, that's true, yeah. The rose has been plucked several times.
All right, so she's dated quite a few men. Older men as well, yes.
Younger, older,
Over, you know, under, yeah.
Over, under, crippled, it doesn't, inebriated, she don't care. She does not.
I've never fucked the veteran.
Well, tonight's your lucky night.
Of World War II. All right, I got you. So
I have my Siamese twin attached to me here.
I never had a conjoined twin.
We're going to have you both together. I was like,
it's Quado.
All right, Quado. They'll play with your boobies. I'll do the rest. So she's all upset. She's like, oh, my God. I dated this guy, like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, what's the problem? She goes, I just saw him in the news. He's like some, like, serial killer. Like, he killed some lady and dismembered her body and...
That's weird.
Burned it and maybe ate it and then showered with it.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
You know, I don't know what else. Who knows what all gruesome freaking crap.
But he didn't have sex with her.
How many people? Three? Trace.
And she was three. After number one, but before number two.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So what? Now say that again. I couldn't hear that.
Okay, this guy off three women.
All right.
They're thinking. But he kind of hooked up with Desiree in between the first and second murder.
Oh, interesting. Well, hey, she should feel good she didn't get murdered.
Yeah. Oh, all the women were prostitutes?
One was pregnant.
One was... Oh, Jesus. Oh, I don't want to hear anymore. Jeez. I thought this was going to be a funny story. No, I didn't see it as funny anymore. I thought it was just one. Now there's three? Jeez.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
Imagine how that went, though. Hey, you mind putting on these handcuffs? And...
Well, you know...
Okay. So... How about this pillow over your face? You like that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm into some weirdness. Okay.
I was going to say, some people really like to get, you know, have their blowjob and have it swallowed. So those other three didn't want to go for the swallow. So
yeah, you give me a snowball. You know what a snowball is? I think so. Well, your life depends on it. See, there's
no.
That's
horrible.
I'm thinking, you know, it's like, you know.
Where's the fun in this? Where's the fun in this?
Sooner or later, I mean, if you start, you know, getting into the double digits there, sooner or later, you know, you're going to win the lottery, you know.
Double? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you triple digits. I don't even know. I don't even know.
She's like Wilt Chamberlain, for Christ's sake.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's weird. Like, that's got to be a freaky deal, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It puts the lotion in the basket.
If you do it, the sitcom-y thing to do would be, you know, well, I did wake up when he had his hands around my throat, and then he... and I did wake up and he had a chainsaw.
Something was not right.
Right. I'm just hearing she dated him for a month and a half and got the feeling something was not right.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you think? What? It puts the lotion in the basket.
Oh, my God.
Or it gets the hose again. Oh, give me the hose. Give me the hose. Yay.
He probably was just so annoying he couldn't even do anything with her. So.
I know. I just gave up. He's like, Jesus. This girl,
oh, my
I'm
God.
Shut up.
She'll just
my
do God. Anything. She'll do
She's
anything.
She's no fun. Like, she doesn't fight anything. My God. I was like, thought every gross thing I could think of. She was like, right. Probably up for it. Yeah. That's right.
You ever hear of Bukkake? Oh, yeah, let's do
Bukkake.
I got these Japanese businessmen that are coming over.
What about Abe Lincoln? Would you like an Abe Lincoln? Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Sure, whatever.
Rusty trombone, would you like that? Okay.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you start getting into the 20s and 30s, you're
that's a weird deal. Oh my
I mean,
God.
You could probably just look in the police beat and see a few names. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a weird one. You gotta wonder. See, now, the only thing about Desiree is she's like, well, why not me? That's what she's thinking.
Yeah, well, yeah. She's
dejected because she wasn't one of the victims.
I don't know.
She's all dejected now.
Well,
oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's right.
This certainly is strange. That's for certain.
She was actually, before this happened, she was all weirded out at work because, like, there was some intern at work and, like, he had kind of drawn a picture of her on the back of a report, you know.
How? In what state of dress or undress?
She was dressed up, but he'd kind of drawn her, you know, dressed up. But I guess it was a fairly accurate.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, he drew the torso. I'm being told. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's all he
drew was the torso.
Yeah, he just drew her torso. Apparently, whatever. However, she was kind of weirded out by that. Kind of flattered, but weirded out. Now this comes along. Now she's really.
Wasn't that guy she did in your bathroom, was it?
She did a guy in my bathroom?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
Oh, my God. Yes, she did. Oh, my God. You're right. God, you've got a good. Yeah. I'm losing my memory. Yeah, you're right. Yes.
I hope that wasn't the same guy.
Oh, my. No. No, that turned out to be her husband. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, now she did some guy down in your basement.
Maybe. maybe she wasn't joking about this three-way. Maybe she's trying to play it safe now. Like, hey, listen.
Trying to get somebody else in the room with me.
I'll just play the odds with Miles, I think, and his wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I got to tone my shit down a little bit, man.
Well, I just want, I'm wondering if they...
I can tone it down is Miles. I mean, he's got to be in some weird shit, Garrett, yeah. You know, granted, well, but still.
She's like, I'm only going to do guys I can take.
Yeah. At least I won't hurt in the morning when I do Miles. I know
that's
that.
Right. I can just take him out any moment.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny.
It's like fucking least, a marshmallow.
Yeah, at least it'll be over quick.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of my time will be spent on this.
I'll have time to watch The Bachelor after this.
That's right.
So
I don't even need a TiVo.
Look for my next show, you know, when the three-way does go down, I guess. Yeah, and then we'll have details about that.
Yeah, believe me, it could start at 7:45 and you'd still be ready at 8 even.
Hey, you do like the Deadliest Catch, because that's coming on here soon. I think they're having a show with the Captain Phil tonight. Eh?
We gotta wrap this up.
Yeah, we better wrap it up. Ghost Adventures is coming on here any minute. Come on.
That's right.
Come on, you bitches. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's weird. So is that guy ever at your house or anything?
No, I'm hoping the guy was not at my house.
I was going to say, because that would be a little strange.
He was at her house, though. Yeah, he met her son. You know, she's all freaked out about that.
Oh, sure. That's a weird one.
But, yeah.
But, you know.
So, yeah, it happens, you know, whatever. You know.
Whatever. That's what? The percentages are enormous.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, you know.
It doesn't happen.
You know.
You're crazy. It doesn't happen at all. That's what's...
you know, you got to pace yourself on the dating scene. That's all I'm saying. Maybe you should, you know.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I'm just
bizarre.
Saying maybe she should pace herself just a little bit. I'm just saying, you know.
She needs that. There's that background check website now when you go on dates.
I think she's tried just about every dating thing, believe me. From
I mean, no, there's one that does background checks on everybody.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, I seen a commercial for it. So
I don't know. Yeah, but it's weird because all those dating things are like specializing now, like Christians. So.
Yeah, Christian mingle. Oh my god.
You don't want to meet other people. You want to meet Christians.
You want to meet what, Christians.
Like,
yeah.
Now there's like one for over people over 50 or something.
Well, then you can get on that one.
I'm not 50, asshole. So.
No, but you love women who are older, so that's.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What?
See the words of the world there. Are you getting more info here?
She thought he was a nice guy because he attended church.
My gosh.
Well, there you go. There
that
you go.
Don't mean nothing. You attend church, for Christ's sake.
I attend church, for Christ's sake. Man.
That tells you something right there.
I know. Believe me.
Yeah. You're there spotting thongs. Thong.
Very
thong,
much, yeah.
Thong.
Does anyone know I'm wearing the Static Radio thong? Yeah. Maybe they do.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, it's just been a very interesting couple of weeks here. And
that's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's more on the strange than the funny, I think.
I think his name was Dahmer or something.
That's right.
Dahmer.
I said, what's in this 55-gallon drum?
Yeah, what's these drums for?
Spices.
Don't open that fridge. Don't open that frickin' fridge. I'm telling you right now.
That's weird.
Don't open the fridge. Don't open the fridge. What's that smell in your basement? Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing.
How come you always hit me with a lead pipe before you fuck me?
It's just the way I like it. That's all. I like hitting girls in the head with pipes. So
oh my god!
Most girls don't complain.
Oh my god!
Those that do, well,
That's so weird. You gotta wonder, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You just gotta wonder what's going on there. You know what I mean?
There's a lot to be said for just playing with yourself. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just saying,
no kidding.
You know?
There you go.
I'm just saying, you know, no involvement or nothing.
Oh, my God.
You know.
That is weird.
It's something to brag about, but yet it's safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, no one needs to know. It's just, you know.
Unless you got, like, a dual personality or something. And, you know.
I don't know. So, yeah.
You catch yourself masturbating, and then you get all.
I don't know. So maybe she's not joking about this whole three-way thing. I don't know now. I'm all, you know.
I want to be in a monogamous relationship with another couple.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
I've been watching a lot of Big Love on HBO, and I think I got an idea.
Yeah. I mean, I have already partially seen her naked anyway, so, I mean,
And she's probably partially seen you naked, I'm guessing.
She has seen me in my wares.
Yeah,
true.
I was going to say, you probably walk around the house without many clothes on, I'm assuming.
She did see me one time wearing just my wares. Yes, I was wearing my tiny whiteies.
Oh, jeez.
And I saw her in her birthday suit. So
there you go.
I mean, I'm already halfway there, really. I mean, I've already seen her naked. So, I mean, we're already halfway there. The landing lights are on, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Hell, that's a successful marriage right there.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying.
That's all you got.
Keep it local and, you know, it's a victimless thing, really. I mean,
There you go. I think you're all set. Yeah, I hear you.
I think I'm more than set. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Now you have, you know, more things to masturbate to, so.
There you go. Well, that might be. That could be.
You know, you've been married quite a long time, so.
You know. I have. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
My anniversary is coming up, I guess.
You're on the other side of the bell curve at this point, I would say, so.
Well, wasn't that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
What's that?
Where Larry says to Cheryl, he goes, hey, our stipulation if we get married, like at our 10-year anniversary, like I get the.
Oh yeah, yeah. I get
like one freebie, you know, or whatever. Right. She's like, oh okay. And it turns out he doesn't really get it, but she thinks he did. You know,
right.
I don't know if you ever saw that one.
I did. That was with Gina Gershon. She played a.
Or he sees her topless or something, or something, or.
No. He was lining her up, but she was. Jewish, but she was like some strict thing where they had to go. He had to do her through the blanket.
Oh yeah. I saw it a long time ago, so I don't know.
It was a hole in the blanket, and he didn't like that because he wanted to see her naked, and she's like, no, you got to do it through the blanket.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you talking about? Can I just pull the blanket down? She's like, no.
Yeah.
He's and like, well, that's, I don't get any. It's not getting half of it. Then I don't get to see anything.
Yeah.
It could be anything on the other side of this blanket.
right, that would not be cool, yeah.
So, yeah, that was his thing. And then she would only lay down. I mean, there was only one position and everything. So.
You got a good memory. I don't remember all
that. I saw that, yeah. Well, it's Gina Gershon, come on.
Yeah, well, I didn't know who she was until we talked to Mr. Skin. You know, now I know.
I think I'd take the blanket option on her.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What do I care?
I'll take my chances. I don't care. I screwed in a quarry. I don't care.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
Yeah.
In a quarry, yes.
I zip my own cock in my zipper. I don't care. I don't care. Did I care? I don't.
That happened, too. Yep.
I watched my roommate screw some ugly chick. I don't care.
Yeah,
I saw that. I don't care.
That wasn't my roommate, but yes, it happened.
Yeah. I wish it was my roommate, you know what I mean?
That was the most bizarre.
I don't know. So maybe a future show might be, who knows, you know?
Oh, my God. I'm not going to leave the house now. God,
this
is too weird.
Miles gets stinky fingers or something.
Too weird. There's no way. Not with all these weird people in the world. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She scoots a suicide bomber. That's funny.
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah.
Well, Desiree,
Ted Kaczynski.
I want to show you my manifesto. Oh, no, just don't worry about that. I want you to take me right now. Okay.
I don't want to do you, but I want you to call me Miggs. Miggs. Well, okay. I cut my wrist. You did? Let me see. Ow!
Oh my God!
There's blank in my face.
poor Desiree. This is gonna be terrible for her. You know.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know.
I feel bad for her, you know.
I know. First of all, like my wife, like takes the joke way too far that she made, and now she's dating a serial killer. I mean, what's next? I mean, God.
Oh my goodness. Jeez. I don't know what to say. I have a story, but it's nothing compared to that. So.
Yeah. You mean your wife starts trying to come over, like, hey, blah, blah.
Yeah, really. My goodness. Yeah, no, well, see, the thing was that Desiree was going to ask you and this serial killer guy to do a three-way. That was
Yeah, me and the serial killer can do it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
We can high-five each other. Like, hey, all right, look what we're doing.
You're right.
Fun, I get the bag. Let's go.
There you go.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
See? There you go.
This broad is crazy, man.
That's what's good. You just barely lucked out. It didn't happen, you know? So.
Yeah. The roulette wheel of sex, man.
There you go. That would have been...
They see this lens on black? Well, we know how that's going to go.
You lucked out. That could have been you, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
I could have been like the 41st or something, man. I don't know. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. It's just too weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to have nightmares about this.
You're going to have nightmares about it.
No, you and the three-way with the serial killer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, really.
Oh, my goodness.
Miles, wear this bag over your head. What?
Was this guy in Iowa? Is he an Iowa Iowa person?
I don't know. Who knows?
Is he from Illinois or what?
I don't know how her vag circles goes. I don't know how far.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking. Because, I mean, he could be, if he's in Illinois, he could be out in 5 years. You know?
I don't know how far her wheel of sex goes, you know. I don't know. I think she's
a little crowded
people
over
the,
here in the Illinois prison system. So.
I'm thinking she's screwing people in the tri-state area is what I'm thinking. So I don't know. I theorize that, but I cannot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just pick out of the phone book and kind of run your finger down.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. You know, it can't last forever, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, it's going to, sooner or later, lottery's going to hit, you know? I mean, you know?
She's getting older, you know, so.
Yeah, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell a boring story then because I can't top this, so.
Yeah.
So I got a haircut, really.
Oh, my God. The haircut. Oh, my God.
Well, this is a good second story compared to that.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm being rude. But go ahead with your story.
Well, it's nothing like a serial. I mean, this could have been a serial. I don't know. But it was, I didn't go to the normal. I didn't go to the place where all the foreign ladies cut my hair.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Thanks for hacking. Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry I've been laughing so hard. I'm hacking up this Chinese I had.
Oh, my gosh. You don't mean that in a literal sense, do you?
Oh, yeah.
So I went to this other place I don't normally go to. And, you know, it was like one of those, you know, cheap clips or whatever, the places that they go to.
Master Cunts.
Yeah.
Master Cunts, yeah.
So I put my name in, you know, and I'm going to go sit down because there's just other people here. I
for
turn
sure.
around, you know, and I go to, and then they're Bob. I'm like, I didn't even get to sit down. You know what I mean? It was ridiculous. This one lady takes my name to wait. And then the next thing I know, they're calling my name. So
I wanted to see some boobies in National Geographic, ma'am. Could you mind if I just,
can you give me just a couple of minutes?
Give me a couple of minutes. I think there's some twins in here if I look close.
Well, I usually use that time to get myself all psyched up because I hate getting a haircut. But
You have to get yourself psyched up to get a haircut? What?
Yeah, I don't like to get a haircut. It's very dramatic.
It's okay.
It's
you
very
good. You smart.
It's very dramatic.
You're important. use good, use smart, use important, use
yes,
good,
exactly. So I get myself, you know, all steeled for this experience, right? So no time, totally I'm off balance. I go back, I sit down, you know, and I ask, you know, what do you want to do? And it's like, what can you do? I basically got cotton candy for hair, you know what I mean? Come on.
How do you want me to do you? Well, I could sit here in the chair, I guess, and you could.
I tell her, you know, to cut my hair, and
you like it wet.
And then I realize, not only is this woman fat,
yeah,
she's got like a foot and a half arms. I'm getting a haircut from a T-Rex.
Oh, you know my God. She's got baby arms?
She's got these tiny arms. She's so huge. Or she's got tiny arms. And, oh, my God, she rubbed all over me. It was the most horrible thing ever. Yes. The worst part was the belly stuck out farther than anything else, you know.
Yeah.
And
she had, like, a belly ring on or anything?
Oh, no. She was older. You would have loved it. She was older.
Let me cut your hair.
So I was just like, okay, I didn't get any time to, you know, get myself prepared for the haircut.
Yeah.
I get there, sit down. And then it's like, you know, I got little Miss T-Rex, like, leaning over, trying to cut. I had to scoot down in the chair because I'm fairly tall. And so this chair is all the way down, and I can feel her, like, trying to make it go even lower.
Yeah.
But it won't. And so then I just scoot down in the chair because that's easier.
Yeah.
Because her little T-Rex arms can't reach the top of my head, you know what I mean? It's just horrible. Oh, my God. And then she's rubbing that fat belly on me. It was like getting a haircut from you with your arms half cut off, you know?
You make me weak.
Oh,
I want to die. Just live.
The reason you didn't realize I don't like to get my hair cut, that's why I talk about this all the time.
I didn't realize you had all this anxiety about getting your hair cut.
Oh, and here's the weirdest part. And I think, now let me ask you this question.
You're like, please, God, don't let it be the lady with the nubby arms. Please, God, don't.
Yeah,
okay, who's next? Oh,
I have never had a person with this short of an arms cut my hair before, so I don't know. I wasn't prepared for this.
Please let me have the Farrah Fawcett look like. Please let me have who's next?
It was like a regular person, like, were able to use scissors on their elbows. That's how short their arms were. It was just
crazy. My God. What was wrong with their arms?
I don't know. Maybe she was just that fat. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was weird, though. And it was like, and she kept smooshing into me. Oh.
Her bosoms? Is that what's that?
Everything.
Well,
bosoms, her belly, and.
Her taint?
No, I don't have no taint.
You did not feel taint.
Thank God, no taint. So she gets done cutting my hair. You know, I hate the clippers as well, I tolerate the clippers because, you know, I'm getting old, and so I got to get, you know. I gotta get the clippers on the back of the neck there, because I don't wear my hair as long as I used to. So
it's short now.
So she has the clippers out and she's doing the back. It's taking forever. I don't know what the fuck she's doing back there.
She's doing your back shot.
Yeah. So and then she spins me around. You know, and she's like,
"You spin Bob right around, baby."
So I said, "She goes, you want me to take care of those eyebrows?"
Uh-oh.
I said, no.
You don't take care of that. That's private hair. Don't touch it.
I said, no, I'm not going to let those clippers near my eyes, for Christ's sake. And she goes, what? I go, no. She's like, you're the only person that said no.
Oh, sir.
Do you ever get your eyebrows clipped?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You let them put those clippers by your eyes?
I have some funky eyebrows, so I'm okay with this, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes, I have been done that way, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, she was dumbfounded that I would not let her bring her tiny little Tyrannosaurus arms up by my face.
I also ask for a Brazilian, too, when I go in.
Oh, I believe that. But you just love to show off your ass and stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll show you my taint here. You can shave it.
Could you do my coin purse?
Yeah. don't worry. Those aren't worms.
Don't worry.
Look that way.
I like it. So if I wince, just keep going.
That's right.
All right.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I cannot believe that most people let them buzz their eyebrows.
Oh, you know what? You know what? It can be really super sexy too, is when they do your earlobes. Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that just, there's something about that. That can be, yeah.
Somebody's yelling at me here. No! So.
My wife had a friend that came here one time to show my wife how to use clippers, and this lady did my earlobes, and I don't know what it was. I'm like, oh my God.
That's weird. You're weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like it at all, I'm telling you.
I don't know what she did. I'm like, oh my God, you're a genius, man.
What'd she do?
It was like an erogenous zone or something, my God.
I don't know. I couldn't imagine doing that either. Oh my God.
Earlobes, back and stuff.
She did your back?
A little bit.
I don't have any hair on my back that much. So.
Oh, I have a lot.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Actually, you know what I found? It was like this 3-inch long gray chest hair growing.
Oh, nice.
My God. What's this freakish gray hair, man?
Yeah, that's you.
That freaked me out. I'm like, what the hell is this?
So, yeah, I got the T-Rex haircut, so.
What the hell is it, Billy?
Oh, I can't stand it.
I don't know, Colonel.
It's getting worse, because, I mean, I used to only get my haircut like every 6 months or something. Now I got to go like every 3 months.
Why?
Well, because otherwise it looks ridiculous.
Well, it's always looked stupid. I
mean, that's true.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's way too long. I mean,
at least it looks stupid, kind of interesting. Now it just looks stupid, ridiculous. So.
Yeah, yeah.
It was true. At least pseudo interesting at one point in time, but now it's not. So.
Like, yeah, when you weighed like 100 pounds, maybe it was interesting. But
no. So, yeah,
So,
anyway, not a serial killer story, but.
Now you look like Rob Reiner now. I mean, yeah.
That's right. I go. I'm yelling at Laverne. What's her name?
Mary Marshall?
Yeah. They used to be married, right, Rob
Reiner? Come on, Arch. Come on. You know, my... You
Penny
know,
Marshall and Rob Reiner used to be married, so...
They used to wear it long, you know, and all in the family. You know?
Right, yeah.
And now it's all short now.
Well, it's because he's bald, yeah.
And I'll watch you now, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm not quite all bald yet, but...
I'm thinking, yeah.
It's going that way, yeah.
You're, like, very Gallagher-like, I bet.
You're like, no. You no, nice I just got a cut, you know? No comb
over. Yeah, you have some comb over now.
No comb over.
I remember it was really long. You used to, like, flip it over and be, like, your crazy preacher or something.
Yeah, I know. That was a comb over. I combed it from the back to the front.
You used to, like, hold your hands out like some crazy guy. Hey.
I used to go, Desiree. Desiree.
Yeah. Like your crazy minister look or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I did do weird, that. That was good.
Yeah, you had some weird thing like that.
I used to do that. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you all could be here today.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I had the comb from the back over, but I had hair at that point, so it just looked
like... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My high forehead.
Yeah.
My widow's peaks.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
All right, well, Hal, if are you hooking Desiree up with any other potential convicts?
Whatever she's into that particular week.
Or what? You know?
Whatever she's into that week, I don't know.
All right. Well,
I guess this week she was trying to get into fat Polish guys, but I guess it's not going to happen, so, ever. But,
Oh, my goodness.
If it does, it's going to be a show topic. I don't care.
Well, they can find you on Facebook, right?
That's right. They can find me on Facebook. So.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for you there.